Hello, everybody. Welcome to week three here, the JCN Boys Locker Room Chat here with Corey Null, head coach of the Jefferson County North, the Chargers. And we're charging in here again to week number three, last locker room chat until the 2025 year. And coach, what are some thoughts here about these first four games for you, specifically more so the last two, Tauganoxie, falling at just a 10-point loss, close game there in the swing, but also the loss against Mariel Mount Academy yesterday.
Yeah, so we knew that kind of these first four games were going to be a challenge. I thought progressively Rock Creek, Jeff West, and Tauganoxie, we got better each game. Although they were kind of a loss, we did lose those games. I thought we were taking steps in the right direction. You know, our Tauganoxie game last Friday, I thought was our best game overall. It felt like we had good offensive possessions. We were moving the ball, we were getting shots, but then every time we kind of crawled, we made a comeback and made a play to cut into the lead. We'd have a bunch of turnovers and it would kill us again. So that was been kind of the story of our first three games, has been turnovers. So we really put an emphasis on that going into the Moore Hill game last night. And I thought we kind of took a big step backward last night. Last night was a very disappointing game. You know, I thought we were, like I said, taking steps in the right direction. And then we come out and play against Moore Hill, and I was very, very disappointed with how we played. And I know not taking them from Moore Hill, they played an awesome game. They were missing three of their top probably five, six players, and they still doubled us up on points. But they shot the ball well. We didn't defend well. They pressured us and got steals. And I just felt like everything we tried to do, just we couldn't get anything going. And I think it just starts kind of a practice because we're a young team. A lot of guys are not varsity experience. And when we get to a varsity game, we can't simulate some of those varsity games at practice right now. And I think that's the toughest thing because we may look good at practice, but we also got to realize that, you know, those practices aren't varsity games. And Moore Hill took advantage of that last night. They shot the ball incredibly well. I think it's the best shooting team we've played this year. They had 8 or 9 threes. And then we didn't shoot the ball well. We turned the ball over. We just couldn't get anything going last night. So we're going to kind of scrap that one and then look forward to our game coming up here on Thursday.
Yeah, and, you know, just kind of talking about a little bit here about some of your players. Baker, he had 22 points against Tauganoxie. He had 13 against Mariel Mount Academy. Right now he's averaging 13 points per game on the season. I mean, you got some good scorers on that team. I mean, you're kind of talking about some of your younger players. What's it going to take for some of these guys to really step up here, especially because, you know, we're coming into the end of, you know, this part of the season before the winter break, and then, you know, they're going to have to take a little bit of time over the little bit of the Christmas break, you know, a couple of practices, and what's that turnaround going to be, and what's the hope to be for that, you know, kind of second half of the season?
Yeah, so, you know, we know with these tough schedules, the good thing with the tough schedule before break is we know we need to work on. You know, you mentioned Andy, and I thought Andy's played well. I thought his best game was on Friday versus Tauganoxie. You know, he's one of the returning guys we got from last year. He's one of our few seniors with experience. You know, now that Eli Weiser has been out for the year, Eli and Andy were kind of two key returners coming into this year. Now without Eli, it's just kind of up to Andy. You know, we're asking a lot of him, but I still think that he can contribute a lot more, not just point-wise because he is one of our main scorers, but I think leadership-wise and just as far as effort and things like that go, I still think there's a little bit to go there. I think we'll get there, but he's put up some points, but I think there's a lot of other stats that we could be better in. But he's been a good rock for us so far. Other players, I think Will Elias has done well. You know, we don't have much depth, so a lot of these guys aren't getting many breaks. They're playing a lot of the game, and you know, that's something that we got to kind of manage. I need to manage a little bit better, getting guys breaks and kind of limit some of those turnovers because we are gassed at times. But there's like I said, there's a lot of things that need to be worked on over the break, and that's kind of the good thing about the Christmas break coming up here is you get five games under your belt, then you get a week or so of practice to kind of digest and really work on some things we need to work on. And we have a lot turnover based, handling pressure, all that stuff, and it's a good week to kind of get in shape a little bit and start working the handling the ball and working to get some pressure. Cause I think if we can handle some pressure a little bit better, and that's our biggest weakness right now. Handle pressure, just shore up our defense a little bit. I think we can play with anybody, but that wasn't the case last night. And it was a tough one, and Moore Hill got the better of us.
Well, lastly, just give me some thoughts here about tomorrow's opponent, Pleasant Ridge Rams, an NEKL opponent, you know, pretty well. That game will be on Care Country 93.7.
Yeah. So I've started watching a little bit here today. I think they're a much improved team from last year. I know they have a new coach, and just watching them, I think they're 2-2 at this point. I started diving into their Riverside game last night, but I know they lost that one, but I think it's you know, they're kind of similar to us in a lot of ways. You know, they have the Mance kid inside who is a good post. He started for him since he was a freshman. I think he's a junior now. He's talented. He can put the ball in the hole. He, you know, he can elevate over guys. He's tall because if you play behind him, he'll just up and elevate over you. If you double down on him, he looks to kick out, and their guards do a good job of finding the open guy. But also they, you know, they do press a little bit, and that's been our weakness the last few games. Is I felt like we've kind of been in games and they hit us with the press, and I've told our guys, you know, if we can't handle a press, we're just going to see it all year, and that's been the case the last four games. I expect that to be the case tomorrow night, that, you know, they're going to come out with the press. They've seen it. They're going to pressure us a little bit, and you know, I think if we can handle that, we'll be right there. And if we still struggle with the pressure, you know, it could end up like some of the other games for us.
Jefferson County North boys to play Pleasant Ridge tomorrow for the last game of 2024. They're playing Pleasant Ridge, a team that is right now 2-2 on the year, 2-game losing streak for them. That game you can find on Care Country 93.7. Coach Cornell, thank you for your time and have a good Christmas break.
I appreciate it. You too.
Jefferson County North locker room chat brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.